Nolte, Jake Tapper runs from questions about CNN sex misconduct allegations. By John Nolte on October 25, 2019. If you want to know what a phony white knight looks like, watch this video of far-left Jake Tapper running away from questions about sexual misconduct allegations within CNN. Dash. Breaking, the only comment that Jake Tapper wanted to give me this morning was directing me to contact the PR department. One huge problem with that, they also refused to comment. I've called 75 times. What is that CNN hiding? We need your help, demand answers. Hashtag expose CNN, hashtag me too, canpick.twitter.com/5tsodoti. James O'Keefe, at James O'Afe, October 24, 2019. Dash. Look at that. All of a sudden the self-proclaimed captain of chivalry, the male feminist of all male feminists, Mr. Squeaky Clean, Mr. Ethics and Virtue, Mr. Fox News is a cesspool of rape. All of a sudden when he has skin in the game, when hashtag believe all women becomes inconvenient to his status and income, he runs away like a sleazy politician. Like a company man, like just another white cisgendered member of the CNN's patriarchy. The background is that James O'Keefe's Project Veritas has video of Rick Salibee, a senior producer of Tapper's basement-rated program, claiming he knows all about, and even witnessed, CNN supervising producer Steve Brusk's alleged sexual misconduct. So, like, there is this girl that was 21. She's actually a good friend of mine. She had just gotten hired after being an intern. And she was getting. There was a going away party for a coworker. We were all having a really good time. She was very well liked. We were getting drunk. He started, like, staying close to her. Arm around her, Salibee recalled. She had a skirt on. I could see the hand. I, like, grab her. It looked like I was being the assaulter because I grabbed her so aggressive. To keep her from him. Like, go around her and go, come over here, and looked at him because I could flatten him, the CNN producer added. I wouldn't do it because then I would be the one who got fired. He would have absolutely been like, get in a cab with me later. He had already been accused of the things prior, which I found out later, he added. Hey, tell me, who said this? Those who express outrage at one sexual harasser and not another because of the first harasser's political views, that is morally bankrupt. Jake Tapper said that. Yep, that was Jake Tapper a mere 2 years ago. Publicly lecturing others about virtue and ethics and moral courage and sexual harassment and stuff. Is it just me, or is Jake Tapper? Oh, how shall I put it? Expressing outrage at one sexual harasser and not another because of the first harasser's political views? I'm just asking questions. I'm just raising awareness. Or is the problem, perhaps, elsewhere? Something else we learned from Project Veritas is that CNN chief Jeff Zucker sometimes feels the need to tell Tapper what to say. To figuratively turn Tapper into his own personal ventriloquist dummy so all the words come out correctly. So maybe Tapper just isn't bright enough to handle tough questions without Zucker pulling his mouth string. Or maybe Tapper only cares about women and girls when protecting them comes with no personal cost to his status and income. When there's no downside to his place as a company man who toes the company line. All I know is that according to Jake Tapper's very own senior producer, there appears to be a predator stalking young women at CNN. And no one at CNN will do anything to protect these young women. And Tapper, who does have the status to protect these women, is scurrying away like an enabler in the night. Some of you might be surprised by this behavior. But after Jake Tapper remained silent as his own audience booed a rape victim, nothing about this sorry excuse for a man would surprise me. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.